Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 128 for Monday, November 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down on Monday, as losses in the Chicago soy complex provided the catalyst for a profit-taking correction in the Canadian market as well. Canola was down $4 to $10, the January contract down $6.80 at $432.20 per ton. Speculative selling and farmer hedges were both bearish. While canola was following beans lower, solid commercial demand on the other side did help temper the profit-taking declines to some extent. The recent strength of the market may have encouraged some farmer selling, but many producers are also starting to feel more bullish. As a result, exporters and domestic crushers were being forced to pay up in order to keep the deliveries coming. Milling wheat, durum, and barley, meanwhile, were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both up, while wheat was steady to higher in many months. Soybeans were down 15 to 20 cents, the January contract down 20 at 10.29 per bushel. Corn lost 3 to 6 cents, the December contract down 3 at 3.74 per bushel. Harvest pressure did account for much of the weakness in both corn and beans, with the weather forecasts looking good across much of the Midwest for the next week. Harvest operations are nearing their final stages in many areas, and attention is now also turning to South American prospects. Recent rainfall in Brazil has helped alleviate some of the dryness concerns there, and that should boost the yield potential for the recently planted soybeans. Losses in soy meal were also bearish in general as that market backed away from its highs hit on Friday. Weekly export inspections were somewhat supportive for soybeans, with 2.7 million tons inspected for export during the past week. That was up by about 500,000 tons from the previous week. However, corn export inspections were down, coming in at only 426,000 tons. U.S. wheat export inspections were also down from the previous week, but wheat futures were steady to higher. The December wheat contract in Chicago is up 6 cents at $5.39 per bushel. Weather concerns in Australia were seen as one supportive influence in the wheat market. Chart-based buying and ideas that U.S. winter wheat seedings may have been hampered by the lateness of the soybean and corn harvest were also supportive. But on the other side, the U.S. did lose out on yet another Egyptian tender, and that was seen as a sign that U.S. prices do remain expensive internationally. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.